From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's music that changed the course of history, rooted in a unique vision of the human spirit. And no piece translates that vision into sound more effectively than this concerto. Now, Javier Perianis is the soloist in the Emperor Concerto by Beethoven. It's part of a program led by Marcelo Leninger that also includes the riveting emotional landscape of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. Beethoven's Emperor with Javier Perianis and Tchaikovsky's Fifth, all led by Marcelo Leninger, are coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Whether it's through a 400-page biography or a short article in a gossip magazine, the lives of others are a continual fascination. And when we get to know what trials and triumphs have been experienced by the famous and not so famous in our midst, our own experiences seem to make at least a little more sense. The orchestral art form can bring us something similar, but that knowing of others penetrates even more deeply. The two composers represented in this BSO program, Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, spent a lifetime searching for ways to be at peace in our world. And along the way, each of them confronted those challenges by creating music that continues to speak to all of us. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Symphony Hall here in Boston's Back Bay. This Boston Symphony concert, led by conductor Marcelo Leninger, begins with Beethoven's Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus, and that's followed by the same composer's Piano Concerto No. 5, the Emperor Concerto with soloist Javier Perianis. Then, after an intermission, it's the Symphony No. 5 by Tchaikovsky. Beethoven's Overture for the Creatures of Prometheus sets an elegant tone, perfectly reflecting what you might expect for the graceful, refined world of ballet. It's something of a contrast to the composer's more dramatic overtures like the Leonora series and Egmont. When he was asked to write music for the Creatures of Prometheus, Beethoven was a young professional of around 30 years old. He was already well known in Vienna at the time due to the success of his septet and his first orchestral works. The first symphony and two piano concertos had already been published. Prometheus, though, gave him the chance to work with the more prestigious world of the theater. And that prestige was increased exponentially, in this case, because the ballet was intended as a tribute to Maria Theresa, the wife of the Emperor of Austria. Well, it was a deft career move for Beethoven. But Prometheus also gave the composer an artistic opportunity. It was a chance to channel the principles of classicism that had been established by his predecessors Mozart and Haydn, an approach encouraged by the story the ballet tells. It's a story of Prometheus, a character from Greek mythology, and two statues that have come to life. Prometheus guides the two into refinement, manners, customs, and morals. Greek gods like Apollo, Psychery, and Pan also teach the statues, resulting in their being made sensitive to all the passions of human life. Here he is now, on stage, Marcelo Leninger. In this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will begin, we'll hear Beethoven's Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus from WCRB. The Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, guest conductor Marcelo Leninger, who, as we mentioned, had a successful two-year tenure as assistant conductor of this orchestra, after which he served as the orchestra's associate conductor for an additional 3 years. I'm Ron Delacquise at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. After some changes to the stage, this concert with conductor Marcelo Leninger will continue with another work by Beethoven, but this time on a much larger scale. It's the Piano Concerto No. 5, the Emperor Concerto, the soloist Javier Perianes. The Emperor Concerto represents every aspect of what makes Beethoven's music so revolutionary and so enduring, from its ambitious architecture to the details embedded in each of its parts. Its break with tradition occurs in the very first moments of the piece, which launches with a full-throated, bold assertion for both soloist and orchestra, rather than a more typical introduction by the orchestra and later entry from the pianist. In the second movement, the simplest of elements are transformed into a powerfully eloquent statement. The strings provide a soft chorale to which the soloist responds with a more song-like theme. Beethoven then weaves those elements together, leading eventually to a moment of absolute magical stillness. And that sets the stage for a robust finale that, at its heart, is a German dance filled with offset beats that draw both soloist and orchestra into one of the most inspiring, life-affirming conclusions in the repertoire. And now coming on stage, pianist Javier Perianes and conductor Marcelo Leninger. And this Boston Symphony Orchestra concert will continue. We'll hear Beethoven's Emperor Concerto on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Concerto No. 5 by Beethoven, the Emperor Concerto, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by our soloist Javier Perianes, conductor Marcelo Leninger, and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Our soloist standing next to the piano, bowing, heading to the stage door, but he'll be recalled. This work is dedicated to one of the composer's pupil, Archduke Rudolf of Austria. Some speculate that the title Emperor refers to the fact that the concerto is very musically big and imposing like an emperor. And some others say that it was coined by the publisher of the concerto No. 5, Johann Baptist Kramer. Here's our soloist coming on stage once again, Javier Perianes, performing with some of the world's top orchestras. Festival appearances have taken him to the BBC Proms, mainly Mozart, Lucerne, Prague Spring Festival, Granada, Vale, Blossom, and Ravinia. We're going to have an encore. Javier Perianes treating the audience here in Symphony Hall and the audience out in Radioland with a lovely version of Debussy's Girl with the Flaxen Hair, his prelude from Book One of Debussy's Preludes. By the way, his recent album will be paying tribute to Debussy on the centenary of the composer's death, including the three sonatas in the late works, which won a gramophone award in 2019. Here he is, Javier Perianes, making his exit. But stay with us. Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony is still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.